Well, remember, at that time, EMR was becoming, people were getting to, practices were becoming more involved with EMR, and it was overwhelming. You know, at that time, that was overwhelming, to try to incorporate that into a, into the practice. And so the frustrations that that brought was on the forefront of everyone's mind. So that's what all of us were talking about, was how our practices were changing because of the EMR. And so you can imagine that if you do too many changes at one time, it gets to be overwhelming. And that's why I think ICD-10 was pushed off, because everyone was still getting used to the EMR portion and e-scribe, that kind of thing. And so trying to do too many changes at one time was just too overwhelming. It would have, you know, stopped the flow of the treatment and the quality of care of medicine. So now that once we all became comfortable with EMR, or I should say more comfortable with EMR, then it was a good time to bring in this ICD-10. So those people who were comfortable with EMR by that time were ready for that change. So, you don't know what to expect until you're actually knee-deep in it. But we've already, for those of us who were already comfortable with EMR, it was an easier transition